mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictatorial world.
His nose
his should burn,
and his lips should curl,
his cheek should flame,
and his brow should
flush,
his bosom should be,
and his heart should glow,
and his fist be ever ready for the knout. His eyes should flash with an inborn fire, his brow with scorn be wrung. He never should bow down to a domineering frown or the tang of a tyrant tongue.
His foot should stand,
and his throat should bow,
his hair should twirl,
and his face should scowl,
his eyes should flash,
and his breast grows blood,
and this should be his customary act.
His foot should stamp, and his throat should growl, his hair should twirl, his face should scowl, his eyes should flash, his breast grows blood, and this should be his customary act.
Himself. But to me he seems tedious, fretful, and dictatorial. Yet, his must be a mind of no common order, or he would not dare to teach my dear father to dance a hornpipe on the cabin table. Rafe Rackstraw.
Aye, lady. No other than poor Rafe Rackstraw.
How my heart beats. And why poor Rafe?
I am poor in the essence of happiness, lady. Rich only in never-ending unrest. In me there meet a combination of antithetical elements which are at eternal war with one another, driven hither by objective influences, thither by subjective emotions, wafted one moment into blazing day by mocking hope, plunged the next into the Cimmerian darkness of tangible despair. I am but a living ganglion of irreconcilable antagonisms. I hope I make myself clear, lady.
Perfectly. His simple eloquence goes to my heart. Oh, if I dared... But no, the thought is madness. Dismiss these foolish fancies. They torture you but needlessly. Come, make one effort.
I will, one. Josephine.
Sir.
Aye, even though Jove's armor ever launched at the head of the audacious mortal whose lips, unhallowed by relationship, dared to breathe that precious word, yet would I breathe it once and then perchance be silent evermore. Josephine, in one brief breath, I will concentrate the hopes, the doubts, the anxious fears of 6 weary months. Josephine, I am a British sailor, and I love you.
Sir, this audacity. Oh, my heart, my beating heart. This unwarrantable presumption on the part of a common sailor. Common, oh, the irony of the word. Oh, sir, you forget the disparity in our ranks.
I forget nothing, haughty lady. I love you desperately. My life is in your hand. I lay it at your feet. Give me hope. And what I lack in education and polite accomplishments, that I will endeavor to acquire. Drive me to despair, and in death alone I shall look for consolation. I am proud and cannot stoop to implore. I have spoken, and I wait your work.
You shall not wait long. Your proffered love I haughtily reject. Go, sir, and learn to cast your eyes on some village maiden in your own poor rank. They should be lowered before your captain's daughter.